ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, if you want to buy something in the NFL, 301-230-0980, you can sell something as well. It can be a player. It can be a team. I'm going to kick it off with something that is neither. By the way, as always, our NFL conversation on this show is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So, Mark Maskey reported on this. There were are league meetings going on in Manhattan, in New York. Troy Vincent, who's the NFL's executive vice president of football operations, has suggested to owners that the onside kick isn't working. They even tweaked the onside kick, allowing teams, once they've declared it, you have to declare it so there's no more surprise on onside kicks, players could line up a yard closer to where the kick happened. And it's 1-for-21 this year after going 3-for-50 last year. Some of those low numbers are the fact that the element of surprise is no longer there. But Troy Vincent essentially said to owners at league meetings yesterday, it's time to consider the 4th-and-15, 4th-and-20 alternative. I am buying that this is the last year we will watch NFL games with onside kicks. That next year, another major tweak to a special teams rule, just like the kickoff rule from the last 2 years, we will see teams have the option of a 4th-and-15 or a 4th-and-20, somewhere where they determine the odds are where they'd want the onside kick to be, which is not like 2%, but more like 12% of the time. So whatever that equals in terms of a 4th down and long, we're going to see that play. It'll start at the 25-yard line. Let me back up. So a team decides after a score, we want to, you know, go onside kick, or we want to go with a play to retain possession of the football. And the option will be to go to a 4th-and-15, somewhere between 4th-and-15 and 4th-and-20 from their own 25-yard line. One play. If they convert and it's a 1st down, they keep the ball wherever the ball ends up. It'll be like a real scrimmage play. That play will not include a clock, according to what the proposal was last year. That play would include a clock. The two-point conversion, some of those alternatives would not include a clock. My fault. It would include a clock. It would be like a 4th-and-15. If you get stopped, the team takes over wherever the ball is stopped. If it's an incompletion, it's at your 25-yard line. If it's a pass that gets stopped, you know, short of the sticks, the defense takes over, the defensive team takes over, puts their offense on the field there. If you convert it, you continue to go wherever the ball lands. So it's just replacing the onside kick, a play that's treated as a 4th down. I don't know what the exact number will be. They'll figure it out. They want to get back to somewhere between a 10 to 13% rate on an onside kick. So whatever you know, fourth and whatever that equates to, you know, conversion rates of, you know, somewhere around 13% is what they will shoot for. It could be like a fourth and 17 when it is all said and done. But I feel just like I do with the tush push. This will be the last year of the tush push, and this will be the last year of an onside kick. You will be able to run an actual play that will increase the odds significantly from where they are today that you could potentially retain possession. Because here's the thing the NFL doesn't want. The NFL doesn't want a team down 10 with 2 minutes to go, with no timeouts, to essentially have no chance to win the game. And that's what it is right now. They could kick a field goal, they could score a touchdown, but the chances of recovering an onside kick are slim and none. And they want more than just slim and none. I think we'll see that implementation next year. I'm buying that. Max, what are you buying?
So this is going to be a weird one because this team's already good, and we know that they're probably going to end up making the playoffs. I am buying the Indianapolis Colts to secure at least one playoff win with Daniel Jones as their starting quarterback. They have been legit. The way they run the ball is unreal. Jonathan Taylor is having an offensive player of the year caliber season. He could easily win the award. I need to look at the odds to see if there's any value there. I don't think there is, but I value nonetheless. I think Daniel Jones is going to lead the Colts to a playoff win and maybe even the AFC title game this season.
You know, right now, only the Chiefs and the Bills have better odds to win the AFC championship.
That's crazy to me.
And it should be that way, you know, because first of all, there's not really a third team to focus in on after, you know, the perception of the Bills. You know, the Patriots have had, I saw Warren Sharp put this out, I think the easiest schedule to the start of an NFL season through seven games in the history of the league tracking it.
Yep. It's been, and the rest of the schedule is incredibly easy too.
Yeah.
Because
they are benefiting from a great schedule. I'm not, Sabah, relax. I'm not knocking Drake May. Drake May's been phenomenal and they've been able to take advantage of it. But it is the weakest schedule in the history of the league through the first seven games. And when all is said and done this season, based on the way it's trending, it may be the weakest schedule ever played by an NFL team. But still, I think the perception is Buffalo is still a team that is better if they get to the postseason. But Indy's got the biggest point differential in the league. They're averaging the most points per game. That's not nuts at all. Look, right now, they're the favorite to be the one seed.
Which is insane. It's so crazy.
You know, the first game, if you say they're going to win at least one playoff game and they're the one seed, they're hosting AFC championship game.
Wow. Will the roof be open, Kevin? That's another question.
Not in January.
Who knows, man? If the ghost of Jim Irsay says to somebody that the roof will be open, they will open the roof. But you mentioned the Patriots, which leads me to another buy. I am buying the Patriots as the AFC East champions. I think they're going to win the division with that cake schedule. I think the Bills are probably going to drop a couple that they shouldn't drop, as they do every year and as they have kind of throughout the season with that Falcons loss. I mean, I know you called it right from the jump that the Falcons were going to get that win off the bye, but yeah, there are just going to be some losses that the Bills take that I think the public at large won't see coming, and the Patriots are just going to roll their easy schedule. Give me the Patriots winning the AFC East.
All right. Just relax on this one, everybody. It's another buy before I get to a sell. I'm buying that Kirk Cousins is going to end up starting games for the Atlanta Falcons this year and that it will go well. So Michael Penix Jr. got injured at the end of the Sunday night game against the 49ers. It's a bone bruise, and we'll find out today if he practiced. There is a chance Kirk could start against the Dolphins on Sunday. Michael Penix Jr. was one of my favorite quarterbacks in the draft. Those of you that have listened know that. I think he's going to be a really good NFL quarterback. He just looks the part to me. But he has struggled. He's riding the roller coaster of a young quarterback still trying to figure it out. He had an absolute horrendous game against Carolina. His best game of the year by far was against Washington. We saw it firsthand. He was lights out. Now, we also know that our defense is really bad. He was not good the other night, even before getting banged up. And the Falcons have a very talented football team. They are very talented at the skill position players. They've got a good offensive line. They've got a good defense. I don't think they're going to bail on him for performance, but I'm predicting that at some point, he, who has a very significant injury history, two ACLs in college, will end up getting injured enough for them to put old number 18, that's his number in Atlanta, back into the lineup. And with the weapons they have and the defense that they have, they did not have a good defense, Atlanta will be a player in the playoff race down the stretch with Kirk at the helm. He was injured last year when he got benched. I think most of you know that he started off, I mean, amazingly well. He threw for 530 against the Chiefs on a Sunday night, was on a roll, and then he injured his shoulder towards the middle of the season, and that's really what ended up costing him his starting opportunity late in the year. I've been told by people who know that he's very healthy and he's looked incredibly sharp. I've also been told that he is an incredible mentor for Michael Penix Jr. That's not a surprise to anybody that knows him, but the Atlanta Falcons with Kirk Cousins are battling for a playoff spot towards the end of this season. I just think Penix and his body, he takes some awkward hits, and I think they'll use one of these injuries as a chance to put Kirk in there because he has struggled at times for them. And really, that's a team with solid, competent, consistent quarterback play that could actually contend for that division. That's my other buy. I've got a sell. Do you?
I do. And it's kind of related to your buy that you had to kick off the segment. So the 4th and 15 onside kick rule. Well, the 4th and 15 play to supplement the onside kick. I'm not a fan, man. I think it makes it too gimmicky, XFL-ish. But what you can't... And I'm also just a big fan of special teams plays. Like, they're just... It's a unique part about football that is dying off, and I think we should preserve it in whatever way we can. So my alternative to this is just shorten the onside kick distance to 5 yards. Make it, because you line up players closer, it cuts down on the danger factor for injuries and stuff like that. And then it's only 5 yards. We see kickers nail it 5 yards all the time, bouncing it like, you know, getting the ball to kind of go end over end and then bounce up. Like, it's, I feel like it's much easier to do for 5 than 10. So it's just...
Yeah, well, of course it is. But where are you going to allow the return team to line up? At 5 yards?
Yeah, they'd be 5 yards. You have to kick the ball 5 yards and then boom, get after it. Just go. Just
5 yards? Do you know what that would look like? The amount of distance there?
It would look ridiculous. It would look super short.
Yeah. But I've never heard that as a solution. I'm not knocking it. I'm open-minded to it, and I'm thinking through it. I don't know. I think what would happen there is that the percentages would skyrocket in terms of the recovery rate, that it would almost, you know, flip the script in terms of the way people feel.
Yeah.
Because then you'd be trying onside kicks all the time.
Well, then another thing that I just kind of popped into my head while we were talking about this, if you're a kicker doing an onside kick, why don't you just kick it as hard as you can
at the front row?
At the front row and have it bounce
and
back.
And hopefully it bounces off. Somebody can't catch it. I've always thought that way. It seems like all the onside kicks we see now don't ever even make it to 10 yards.
No, and that's the other thing is, like, if they're not making it that far, you're getting a flag for the too short of a kick anyway. So you might as well just cut the distance down.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I got a couple of sells. The first one is Justin Fields. Did you see what Woody Johnson, the owner, said about his quarterback that they paid $30 million for in the offseason? So Jets owner Woody Johnson came to the defense of his hire as head coach, Aaron Glenn, and said about the starting quarterback situation, because Tyrod Taylor came into the game for Justin Fields. Justin Fields legitimately, I got to pull up the actual stats here, legitimately has played two of the worst starting quarterback games back-to-back that you will ever see. The game that he had in London against the Broncos, we talked about it. It was honestly embarrassing. It was so awful. In that game, he was 9 of 17 for 45 yards. He got sacked 9 times in the game. I compared it to that Sam Howell game against Buffalo. Howell actually got sacked 9 times and also threw 4 picks in that game. That was probably one of the worst starting quarterback performances I had ever seen, only to be topped maybe by Justin Fields against Denver. And then against Carolina on Sunday, 6 for 12, 46 yards, sacked 3 times. He won't throw the football. He just refuses to throw the football. His QBR in the Denver game was 8. His QBR in the Carolina game was 11.3. And then they finally benched him with Tyrod Taylor. Woody Johnson said about Aaron Glenn's decision on the quarterback. He said, you know, if we could just complete a pass, it would look good. I mean, he threw Justin Fields under the bus. He said, it's hard when you have a quarterback with a rating that he's got. I mean, he has the ability, but something is just not jiving. You have to play consistently at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season. Look, we've seen quarterback resurrections so many times, you know, and there's so many of them playing right now and playing at a high level. Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, you know, the list goes on and on of what we've seen in recent years. Justin Fields is just 26 years old. This is just his 5th season, and he's with an absolute horrible organization. I was a Fields fan coming out, but the things that people were concerned about with him at Ohio State, those things have been the issue. He can't process. He can't see it, and because of it, he won't fire it, and he gets sacked at an alarming rate. I think I'm selling Justin Fields, even though it'll come back 4 years from now. He will have gone through the Kyle Shanahan, Kevin O'Connell, Sean McVay, you know, trek. 3 teams in 3 years, and all of a sudden he's going to be starting for, you know, the Carolina Panthers, and he's going to be a star. Because he is certainly capable athletically. But I don't, man, these games, he's lost all confidence of playing. Did you have anything else that you're buying or selling?
No, just the Bills as the AFC East champions. That would be another sell since I'm buying the Pats.
All right, Tony, go ahead. What are you buying? What are you selling?
Hey, Kevin, how you doing today, buddy?
What's up, Tony? How are you, man?
All right, my buy is DK Metcalf. He went from being an ultimate long deep threat to being the top run after the catch guy in the NFL. What a multifaceted receiver. Deserves every penny he makes.
He's a dominant take the game over type of receiver at times. There's no doubt. The physical part of his game, his size, the way he plays, his hands, he's a star receiver, no doubt. Love him, and he's got a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers that recognizes it.
He just let him eat, isn't he?
Yeah. What else you got?
Okay. I got two sales. My first sale is players worrying about, this kind of ties on with the DK Metcalf thing, players worrying about what other players make. This is a new phenomenon in the NFL to me.
It's not that new.
I mean, that stuff gets you fired at your job.
It's not that new. Players have always, because of the agents, have always known and certainly competed with salaries and contracts.
They didn't say it publicly.
Well, thanks, Tony. Appreciate it. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, go ahead. What are you buying? What are you selling?
I'm still buying into the structure of this team, the owner and AP. This team is incomplete. Last year set almost a ridiculous expectation for this season, because what you did last year doesn't translate to this year, i.e. all the injuries, the Lattimores of the world. Listen, this team, you can't treat this team like you drunk going into a 7-Eleven getting a burrito and warming it up so you won't run into the tree so you can, blow your high. I'm selling.
That was good.
I'm selling.
I know some people who have been there, for sure.
Hey, Kevin.
What?
Some of these fans act like they forgot 30 years of Snyder.
It's ridiculous.
Now all of a sudden, Kevin, they are the expert GM / pro scout / defensive coordinator. Please, I'm selling the armchair fans. I'm specifically talking to them, and everybody has a right to their opinion. But can we make some gumbo soup and stop putting stuff in the microwave and not forget that the NFL is going to give you a harder schedule the next year if you go to the NFC Conference Championship game? That's all I got. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I'm looking for an email that I read on the podcast with Tommy yesterday. It was just a ripping to shreds Adam Peters. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, people. Did you forget last year? Like, he's been here 20 months. Ian sent me something on a DM too. It's just he just so wants to be right about Adam Peters being a horrible GM. Peters sucks. He has so many misses. Coleman, Sinnott, Lattimore, every kicker, Von Miller, many cornerbacks, Noah B, Debo, all misses, old, injury-prone roster. Misses? Do you know what he acquired? Do you know what he had to put together? You're gonna give him a year?
You know the situation he walked into, Kev? He had nothing.
Honestly, after 24 years of just utter disaster and chaos year in and year out, and terrible football teams in his first year as a GM. By the way, people are killing Quinn too. In his first year as a GM and his first year as a head coach here, they went to the NFC Championship game. Okay, call it luck, call it hitting the inside straight, whatever you want to call it. They got there. It was the most joyous season this town has had for the football team in 34 years. And at 3-4, you want to move on? You want to kill Adam Peters when he acquired a cupboard that was so bare? Imagine just two of the four first-round picks. Let's just say Chase Daniel and Emmanuel Forbes are significant contributors on defense. You think it would be the same? How about just a couple of players from that era being, significant right now for them? Duron is. Terry is. Come on, people. I mean, and again, I've gone through the list before. I can do it again. But in terms of last year, you're going to tell me that Frankie Louvu isn't a good player? You're going to tell me that Kinlaw hasn't played well this year? You're going to say that Bobby Wagner last year wasn't a significant reason that they ended up getting to where they got? Not as significant as Jaden. Does he get no credit for Jaden? Drafting Jaden, does he get no credit last year for Sanristil's rookie year just because he's had a step back year this year? That doesn't mean he's done. The Tunsil trade is working out so far. There are a lot of hits, a lot of misses, but my God, if you're selling Adam Peters at this point, God help you after last year. The fan base after years of legitimately having a reason to be absolutely PO'd, and somehow this is worse. And maybe I'm hyperbolic in that part of the statement, but for some of you, I got an email from somebody yesterday who said, I'm done. Where is that one?
You mean the previous 25 years weren't enough, man?
Here it is from Cole. I can't do this anymore is the subject heading. Kevin, after another loss like this, especially with the JD5 injury, I seriously don't think I can be a fan of this team anymore. The team just gives you hope and just rips it away the following season. Are you out of
Welcome to the NFL.
Are you kidding?
Welcome
seriously,
to sports,
Seriously, last
dude.
Year bought this group 3 years. 3 years. And by the way, even if they didn't win 12 and 2 playoff games, there's no way at this point, 20 months into their tenure, that I'd be jumping ship. There is far more good with this group than not good. All right, up next, we will preview the Washington Wizards season. It begins tonight. Chase Hughes will join us.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.